Welcome to SkyTerra's meditation course, Pausing for Presence. My wish for you is that this course be an opportunity to begin a simple practice of cultivating awareness. Through awareness, we learn acceptance, and this can be extremely helpful in reducing tension. So let's take a moment to get clear on what meditation really is. The term meditation can refer to any process that leads you to an inner state of relaxed awareness. There needn't be any big mystery or drama about the process itself, and there's really no right or wrong way of doing it. There are simply different techniques that can be used as tools to help you focus and quiet your mind. And we'll work with some of these as this course unfolds. This will allow you to choose which method works best for you. We have all seen the vision of the yogi sitting cross-legged wearing robes and perhaps meditating in a cave. This is not what meditation is about for most of us, and starting with an unrealistic idea of what meditation is won't make it an enjoyable experience for you. I still have a hard time quieting my mind, and I find that my meditation I still have a hard time quieting my mind, and I find that my meditation practice is more fulfilling for me while I'm in nature or in the morning before I start my day. Our main purpose here is to help you develop a meditation practice for you. It'll be something you feel comfortable doing and that you're willing and able to do regularly. Research has linked a regular practice of meditation to reduced levels of anxiety and stress, in addition to improved immune function and a host of other health benefits. Studies have shown that the nervous system actually begins responding differently to stressful situations. Creativity flows more freely, and new solutions begin to emerge. What's wonderful is that many of these advantages occur after just one session and continue evolving with regular practice. As you develop your own meditation program, you'll be able to track the benefits for yourself, from changes in your mood to improvements in your energy. Soon you'll find yourself reacting in those old ways less and responding from a place of centered and calm rather than from the head. A few things to know before getting started. The best results of meditation are seen in those who make it a regular practice, and as with anything, practicing consistently carves out a behavioral pattern that becomes more established and easier to follow over time. Try not to be hard on yourself as you begin this process. You're the only one who can take this journey, and the best place to start is right where you are. At first, you may not be able to sit for more than a few minutes, and that's okay, but soon you'll be meditating for longer. You don't need to purchase anything to start this practice, and no special equipment or clothing is required as long as you're comfortable. There are a few different ways to sit. With experience, you can become more comfortable sitting cross-legged on the floor or on a bed, but I recommend if you're a beginner to start sitting in a chair, spine against the chair and feet on the floor. If you need a pillow behind you for lower back support, go ahead and grab that. Some people find lighting a candle or incense helps create a peaceful setting, but it's not required. It can also help to lightly clean up the space you're about to meditate in to create the intention of readiness. It's not uncommon for inspiring ideas and new solutions and different kinds of positive thoughts to emerge during meditation. I always have a journal with me so I can jot down what comes up and return to my meditation without fear of losing that idea. You may want to try this as well. It can help your mind return to silence. So once you've determined the most appropriate way of sitting, or even if it means laying down, select what will become your regular place for meditation. You'll want a location where you can spend time without interruption. It doesn't need to be a place that's just for meditation, but it's helpful to have it in the same place for each time so you can begin to create a new routine. Could be your favorite chair in the living room, or maybe a little altar, or maybe it's your bedroom that's the most serene place. Somewhere where you won't be distracted by electronic devices, and somewhere that's comfortable and quiet. You may have children or pets that need your attention, or a neighbor, or cars driving by. Try not to let this distract you. Meditation can be done even in the noisiest of circumstances. Don't feel like you're not doing it right or that won't get you the good results. Really, in fact, maybe it's the opposite. Having practiced meditation in loud environments, you might discover that it becomes natural for you to find that peace within, no matter what is going on around you. It can also help to look ahead, you know, check out your schedule and plan for when are the best times for you to meditate. Ideally, you'd be able to sit in the morning, and if it's the same time each day, that's great. Again, that helps build the habit. Many people find that meditating after they wake up helps them have this clarity for the day. But if you're not able to practice until later on in the afternoon or the evening, or you sit at a different time every day, that is okay. It's far better to meditate anytime than not at all. After the meditation is complete, take a few minutes to ground yourself, to really come back into your body, into the space you're in before moving on for the rest of your day.